Hey, how's it going, everyone? We are living in a crazy time. Right now, we're seeing Iran shoot missiles over to Israel. We're seeing a lot of tensions both in Europe and the US and all over the world, just about everything from religion to economics and even just geopolitical type reasons. Now, I'm putting this podcast together because it's something that I'm taking more seriously now, and I hope that you guys all take it somewhat seriously as well. And that is prepping. Now, at the end of the day, we want to be prepared. I know I was a Boy Scout back in the day, and one of the biggest things that they said is be prepared. That was like the motto. I think nowadays it's easy to kind of have our creature comforts, like, oh, I need something, I'm going to go to the store. If something bad happens, then I'm just going to go call someone and they're going to come and help. But you need to think about situations where what happens if you go to the store and then it's like a 2020 toilet paper situation where you go there and it's not available? You know, what if you go to the store and there's no bread, beans, rice, and meat available to buy? What are you going to do? How are you going to plan for a situation like that? And I think it's one of those things where at the end of the day, this isn't like something we want to resort to. This is insurance against the downside risk of something bad happening. So right now, as I'm speaking, we're living in this inflection point in time where tensions have never been higher and polarization has never been wider. And the question is, what are you doing to prepare yourself to mitigate risk both in your household, but also in your community and your country? Now, I know a lot of you guys probably used to watch different shows on TV about like reality, like what people do in certain situations, like camping, extreme survival shows. There is this show on National Geographic, and you can watch it on YouTube. It's called Extreme Preppers. And some of this stuff, guys, will make your eyes roll a little bit because it's like some of these guys are like ultra prepared. In fact, you can even see that some of them are even a little excited for some of this stuff to happen. But, you know, the point is with this show is, you know, and this is about prepping overall, is you want to be able to survive maybe 185 days to a year potentially. And that way you can get to a safety or a shelter or something like that. Whereas if you're not prepared, you go to the grocery store, you know, when people are hungry and people don't have water in society, all bets are off. And I think it's important to kind of think about, well, what happens when all bets are off? What happens when people are aggressive and hungry and they're not fed, they don't have water? You got to be prepared for those situations. Now, there's like, it's crazy because this show, they'll go through like dozens of scenarios. Like some people will be prepping for a financial collapse, or some will be prepping for a major earthquake or tornado or something like that. I think there's more realistic ones from my view, and some of those include EMPs or nukes, and oil supply shocks, and I even think hyperinflation is somewhat likely to happen sometime in our lifetimes. But the thing is this. Each of these preppers, they're prepared. Let's just say you're prepared for the earthquake scenario, for example. Like a big earthquake comes, rips the US in half. Very unlikely, right? Not going to probably happen. But the question is this. Out of all these extreme scenarios I mentioned, how likely is all of these to happen, or even one single one of these to happen? It's not very likely. But over our lifetimes, if you combine all these, maybe there's a 10 to 20% chance of these happening, right? And if you know maybe 10 to 20% chance, what can you do to prepare? So for example, in 2020, we had the virus. It wasn't as deadly as we initially thought. But the thing is, people were actually prepared like for a long time. And if you watch Extreme Preppers, you'll see people saying back in 2011, I think a virus will come and it's going to last several months. And what if it was 10 times deadlier, hypothetically? Like, could you have survived without going to the store for 6 months? Many people couldn't. Now, What I want to do is kind of talk about like the worst case scenario is like base case here. Base case. If you're prepared and you're prepping, at least you have food, water, supplies when you need it. And let's say it doesn't ever happen. You know, you're crazy, right? Doesn't the apocalypse never happens. Well, then guess what? Now you have water, food, and other things that you can use when you go camping or when it's about to go bad, you have food to eat. So it's not like it goes to waste. It's just you're going to have to consume it before it goes bad. And I think it's good to have that level of foresight. Now, I think, you know, it's one of those things too is, you know, you want to be able to survive long enough to the point where if your house goes under, you can find a new one. And, you know, a lot of preppers are gold and silver bugs. My question is this. My question is, what about other avenues? What about Bitcoin? What about permissionless technology? How are you fitting that into your prepping role? Now, the thing is this. What happens to you if an EMP goes off? How is Bitcoin going to help you? Well, guess what? It's not. And I'm not saying it is. And a lot of people may be a little confused by that. Like, Paul, why are you talking so much about Bitcoin if, you know, an EMP or nuke goes off, it's going to be worthless? Well, I don't think it'll be worthless. I think it's going to be a timestamp situation where, you know, once when everything settles, the network will be able to be restarted. But that's why you need ammo, land, you need precious metals, you need other things, food, you need lots of food, lots of water, a community, and you need a strong sense of family as well. So that's what I really urge you all to kind of sit back and look at is what are you doing to best prepare for a situation like this? So, you know, let's just say hyperinflation happens or extreme totalitarian measures happen in the US. Well, then Bitcoin might play a big role, right? If big totalitarian measures happen in the United States, you can memorize 12 words and leave the country. Or you could survive hyperinflation if the government prints money like crazy. So Bitcoin doesn't prevent every catastrophe, but it can help you hedge yourself against certain ones, right? It's not the cure to everything, but it's a cure to many of the bad things that could happen. Now, the thing is this. I think when hyperinflation happens, you know, there's a lot of you want to be able to hedge your bets on the insolvency of the United States. And to do that, you need to opt into harder money technologies such as Bitcoin or gold and silver. And at the end of the day, you do not want to be in a situation where you have all of your money in dollars. That would not be a very smart thing to do. So you need to prep across all areas, not just money. I think, you know, money is good, but at the end of the day, let's just say stuff hits the fan, right? Everything, all bets are off. You need to have a strong network of people. You got to have supplies. You need to have a ready kit where you take that kit, you go wherever you're going to go. You have a couple duffel bags, a couple food supply containers, a couple jugs of water, and you hit the road, you know where you're going. You have a plan and you're aligned with other people on that plan. So I think it's good to not just look at the money, but to look at the broader cases as well. Because at the end of the day, money is just one tool. It's not every tool. And I think in a society that's falling apart, it won't be as important. But it's good to prepare and prep. In that way, you can protect yourself. Anyways, guys, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Do you guys do any prepping or anything to help mitigate downside risk if the economy comes to a halt? I think, you know, this extreme prepper show is a little bit kind of crazy sometimes. You see what these guys are doing and they're investing so much time and effort. But there's nothing wrong. It's one thing where, you know, if things go south, you're prepared. If things don't go south, you have supplies ready for you and you can just use them as needed. So that's just some of my thoughts. I'd love to hear your thoughts. We're prepared for like 120 days. We don't have like years worth of land and sustainable food and water, but we're relatively prepared next to the average Joe. I'd love to hear your thoughts. Are you prepared? Are you always looking for avenues to improve yourself? I'd love to hear it. Anyways, I hope you guys all have a good day. Please share this podcast. It means a lot, and I'll see you guys in the next one.